Nolte, Disney Plus introduces violent rape of undocumented immigrants in Star Wars series. By John Nolte on April 24, 2025. The Disney Grooming Syndicate's latest Star Wars streaming series, Andor, depicts an Imperial officer who tries to violently rape a rebel fugitive who is hiding out in a farming settlement while Imperial troops are rounding up undocumented citizens. Rounding up the undocumented. Lol. Does the Empire use that mushy, meaningless, Orwellian word? Because that would be hilarious. More. The sequence plays out over the course of the show's third episode. The first three episodes were released all at once on Tuesday. With the officer's flirtation with Bix turning growing increasingly persistent and eventually culminating with a brutal life and death struggle. Bix eventually gets the upper hand and the officer is killed. But Andor boldly leaves zero ambiguity as to what viewers just witnessed as Bix screams, "He tried to rape me." Wait till you get a load of the rationale behind this creative decision. According to series creator Tony Gilroy, he actually said this, "All of us who are here, we are all the product of rape. Speak for yourself, pal." Here's his full statement. "I get one shot to tell everything I know, or can discover, or that I've learned, about revolution, about battles, with as many incidents and as many colors as I can get in there, without having the story tip over," says Gilroy. "I mean, let's be honest, man, the history of civilization, there's a huge arterial component of it that's rape. All of us who are here, we are all the product of rape. I mean, armies in power throughout history have committed rape. So to not touch on it, in some way, it just was organic and it felt right, coming about as a power trip for this guy. I was really trying to make a path for Bix that would ultimately lead to clarity, but a difficult path to get back to clarity." Gilroy added that he received no pushback from Disney executives over this. Well, of course he didn't. Disney executives have been woke raping Star Wars from the moment they got their scuzzy hands on it. "That must be the lamest creative excuse I have ever heard, and I say that as a fan of Tony Gilroy's work. He's a top-notch screenwriter. But come on. Just because something can be defended as accurate, that doesn't mean you annihilate the tone of a project to depict it. Do we need to know where Robin Hood and his merry men go to the bathroom? Star Wars became what it became because it is a fairy tale in space. Star Wars is, well, was, a very specific thing. Which is true for most brands, from Looney Tunes cartoons to Law & Order to popular sitcoms. It is that specific thing that makes them what they are. To introduce rape into Star Wars is like introducing left-wing politics, DEI, divisive gender issues, racial politics, and homosexuality into Star Wars. Oh, wait, Disney has already done all that. Disney paid George Lucas billions for this golden goose. And Disney so despises Star Wars fans that this goose has since been curb-stomped into what looks like the leftovers of a bloody pillow fight. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.